latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to today's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Ayoze Perez admitted he enjoyed moving up front after scoring the only goal of the game as Newcastle beat Stoke on Monday. Well, the Spaniard has played in 20 of the Magpies' 22 Premier League games this season, but usually operates in an attacking midfield number 10 role. However, compatriot Rafa Benitez opted to push him further forward for the trip to the Bet365 stadium, and it paid dividends as he struck on 73 minutes to give the Tynesiders a vital 3 points. The North East outfit are now 13th in the top flight standings, but still only 2 points above the relegation zone, and need to build on their recent resurgence in the coming weeks to avoid an end of season relegation dogfight. Well, Perez's form will be vital to their survival hopes, and the Tenerife-born ace is happy to do whatever it takes to get the job done. He said the gaffer gave us the instructions, the line-up, and that's when you find out. You start talking with your teammates about what you're going to do. We did really well and played good football, and I'm happy for the win. It was really good, to be honest, to be back in the starting 11. It's always important. I was also comfortable in that role, and we did well. Meanwhile, Amanda Stabley, the businesswoman currently in talks to buy Newcastle, has set up her first new company since launching PCP Capital Partners back in 2005. The new company's creation, which is called Cantervale Limited, has fueled speculation that she may be close to signing a deal to buy United from billionaire Sports Direct owner Mike Ashley. Well, Ms. Stabley has been circling the club for months, and in December, it was revealed that she and PCP have made a £300 million bid for the club. Sources close to PCP have said the creation of the new company does not relate to the group's interest in Newcastle. But closer inspection of Cantervale Limited's details shows that it's been set up as a financial intermediation business. This means Cantervale will be used as a holding company to acquire other financial assets and businesses. In theory, the company could be used as a means of acquiring Newcastle.